Alderman, have you guys had any questions from constituents regarding that? The only thing I've had is the streetlight scenario, and it sounds like we're finally reaching an end on that, so that will make some of them very happy that they get to stop again. But,
sure, everyone's looking forward to
it. Anybody else know? No, then I think we're okay.
I'll turn it to Mike then.
I think.
Wait.
Go ahead.
Mr. Lewandowski is out there in the audience, and he questioned the height. So let's go back to Greg for a second. Grading, the grates, the sewer grates?
Yes, sir.
In regards to the bike, the Will and Sprocket being located there. There was a concern with the design of the grates as well as the height of the road in regards to the edge of, can you just comment on that? Has it met all proper inspections from state, county, city, etc.?
Yes, they have.
Okay.
Simplest to leave it at that.
And then, Glenn, do you have any comments?
Just so you know, and it will probably be at the next meeting. We approach you. We'll be asking for some money. The county is redoing Rawson from Hawthorne all the way over to Lover's Lane. And as part of that project, we were just notified that they want some of our brand new lights that we just put up moved. So we're going to have to pay for that, and we're going to have to figure out how to do that. So I just wanted you to know it's not their fault. Matter of fact, we just found out this within this past month, and we're working to get quotes on to relocate those lights that we haven't even turned on yet. So it's kind of silly, but that's thank you, county. So.
Okay, thank you.
So,
Greg, do you
clarification on that. That's county that did that?
Yeah, so the county is redoing Rawson.
Yeah.
And so there are some lights, like at Lover's Lane and 92nd Street, that are actually We Energy's lights that we pay rental on. We will be responsible to relocate those. That's about, I think, $3,600. And then up near Hawthorne, there's some lights that the way they're redoing the road, I'm trying to get them to be more accommodating, at least keep them on the same, on our conduit, so we don't have to relocate it. But as of now, we're expecting probably a fee of about $15,000 would cost our electrician to move those. So,
and there was extensive discussion back and forth when these were going in, wasn't there, between various people in county?
They started their design this past year, 6 months ago is when they did the survey. So they've been working on a design recently, and we just got the plans and were told that we need to move lights. So.
Street lights, not stoplights.
Street lights, yeah. Not the stoplights, street lights,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And Greg, one more comment in regards to the grading. Will and Sprocket, the customers that have gone in and out and purchased bikes, have they had any problems with the sewer grading in the gutters?
Not that I'm aware of. And majority, I'm not going to say every one, but majority of the storm inlets are where you have street parking, where it ends, it's kind of 45-degree angles back to the main curb width of the road. Mm-hmm. A lot of the storm inlets are on that 45-degree angled section of curb where the parking stalls end and you go back to the main roadway width, which would be a difficult thing to maneuver a bike through that area. Okay. There are some down on the east end that are in the main roadway, but everything on the west end where there is on-street parking is on those 45-degree angle sections.
Okay.
But there have not been any. Have you heard of any complaints? No.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay, Michael.
Yeah, the only thing I would say is it's not an intuitive design. I mean, if you park street level, you have to either walk up, and in winter you have to go to the sidewalk. So I think I hear what he's saying. It's not doesn't seem appropriate, but what you like versus what the rules say are maybe a bit different. I think the real big news on the infrastructure though is we just submitted our last draw, so we're at the tail end here. So I think that's sort of positive news, and there's no additional requests or anything like that. So we're at the end of this thing, which is always, I think something of a significance. So I'll just walk you through all of the little development components. I'm going to start with the office building. So the office building, we're 100% occupied. I think last time I reported out, we weren't at 100%, I think we were at 80. So we've got Foth Engineering that's coming in. We had we have a product that's called the Bullpen, which is a co-working solution, which is about 5,000 square feet. And we had an open house last week. but prior to the open house, we already sold out with all of the offices and got, like, I don't know how many workstations left. There's just a really, we didn't even anticipate how much pent-up demand there is. I wish I actually would have built more space for it. But it's wildly successful. So we're really excited about that. Coffee shop is at the tail end of the design. We haven't announced the name yet, but that's in progress. The design will find its way to planning very shortly. Exos, who's taking the last, they're a bookend on the retail. So they've, I think there's like 2 weeks left of construction on that. But the office building is doing really great. Wheel and Sprocket's very happy. New Perspective Senior Living, so they have a March completion date with occupancy in Q2, and their pre-leasing is going very, very, very well. It's a very, very good market, as they anticipated.
It's not full completion. It's
construction will be full completion in March.
Okay.
And then their occupancy is Q2, is early Q2 is what they're hoping for.
Okay.
But I think that like the real bellwether is the pre-leasing, which is very strong.
Okay.
So Mandel Apartments, so that's on schedule. And as a reminder, the schedule is a spring 2021. So they've got three of five. So there's five buildings, as a reminder, and three of the five have footings and foundations that are complete. The clubhouse has started. They've got a precast for building one. Yeah.
Okay.
And then they ran into, I don't know if it's important, but they ran into some small soil conditions on B1 and B4. But other than that, things are on track, most importantly. The Performance Village, as you can see, that thing is going to start. There's significant progress there. So they are 50% complete on the footing and foundation for the medical office building. And as a reminder, there's the medical office building, and then there's the field house. So they're 50% complete on the medical office building. They started this week. They mobilized and started the deep foundation work on the field house. And the field house, and again, I don't recall if I mentioned this, but we ran into some soil conditions, or at least perceived soil conditions. So we had to do a belt and suspenders approach to that, some very deep foundation work. So that work has started. We have some small changes into plan commission on the exterior of the building. It was really kind of a value engineering mechanism. So that's, there's some comments going back and forth. I think we're on the next plan commission meeting for that.
This doesn't, Thursday.
It is Thursday?
Regularly.
It's coming
this
up.
This Thursday, there's something coming up for ballpark, isn't there?
The golf building.
Which is
a
that's another
similar. Area. Similar. It's just small modifications.
Okay.
Value engineering. Let's see. Other than that, the other thing that I would just want to put on the Common Council's radar is we will be asking for a phased occupancy plan. So the medical office building is set to open in Q1 of 2021, but our hope is for the field house that'll be up and running is to work with the city to get occupancy or phased occupancy on the field house, so you know the Milwaukee Wave can train there and we can start programming for in November. So that's a kind of a to be determined.
Q4 of 2020?
Of this year, yeah. So you know, there's some issues we still have to work through, but I want to get it on your radar now.
Okay.
Golf update, we talked about just, again, small modifications, not too dissimilar from what we did with the stadium where we came up with the plan, and then we came back and said, okay, we need to kind of dial things in. So we're with plan commission on that. The goal is to start a spring start on the golf. Having said all that, I'm not ready to announce this yet, but we signed a letter of intent on a deal that I think you guys will like a lot, which is it's kind of a joint venture. It's another group of people coming in that will make this a lot more accretive.
So you said spring of 2021.
This, yeah, next, as soon as the snow is,
yeah,
snow falls over. What did I say? This spring we're going to start.
You're
going to
break. It won't be ready till spring.
Yeah,
that's
about a year
operation.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we were going to start in summer, but again, then you can't open in. I'm sorry, we're going to start in winter. But to then open in winter is just, it's a bad business model. So right now we're slotted to start like April 1st-ish. So the hotel, again, I apologize if I'm repeating myself, but the hotel, we have an agreement with a developer. It's a joint venture agreement. We've got the flag picked. We've got the application in. It's been verbally approved. It's just going through the process. We've not yet announced. I think Callie and the mayor understand the brand that we're bringing in, but we have yet not announced that publicly, but we're hoping for a summer construction start for the hotel. And then lastly, before I one other thing, actually, that I was thinking about is we are also getting a lot of retail opportunities. So the R1 calls for, it's next to B4 building, I believe. It's on the south side of Rawson. It's purely retail.
Yes.
So there's a pent-up retail opportunity that we were originally going to plan, I think it was for 2023 in the TIF schedule. So we've got three people that are very, very interested. So that could accelerate. If we can get enough critical mass there, we'll start that right away. And then just some other updates. We've got the Milwaukee County audit going on. We met with them. There's nothing. There's nothing to report other than just we had our meeting and they haven't asked for any more information. But as a reminder, the county is doing an audit on our agreement with them.
Yes.
And then lastly, we have been in discussions with Greendale in respect to the Hill Has Eyes business. Part of it sits in Greendale, and they would like for us to consider changing the rules of the game for us to continue with Hill Has Eyes. So we're thinking through their offer, and we'll see where that goes. I don't know that it is significant at this point, but we're still trying to, resolve that.
Well, they're asking you for some considerations, right? I mean,
again, yeah.
Okay.
More.
But it comes back to us, correct?
The considerations that they're asking for would be we already negotiated with them and county on decibel levels and hours of operate, all the stuff that we did, a couple of years ago. Now that they want more.
Okay.
And they're feels a little like they're leveraging up their Hill Has Eyes operation. Oh. So the update there is, we're trying to make sense of all of that.
You're working on it.
Yeah,
working on it. You're trying to be a respectable neighbor.
Trying to be.
But as well as you're operating a business as well.
Right. Okay. So hopefully we can get to an agreement on that.
Okay.
Other than that, those are the updates. There's not a lot of movement on the brew pub yet. Not because there's not interest, but, frankly, there's just not enough time in the day to, do all the stuff. So.
The brew pub would be the facilities in front of the golf facility?
No, it would be right before the turnaround, so off of Ballpark Drive, sandwiched between the hotel and the office building.
Yes. Okay.
It's not. It's the TIF schedule doesn't call for that coming online, I think, until 2023. So we have time, but again, I don't have an update just because hotel moved faster, R1's moving faster.
Well, Mike, obviously, if you've got the momentum and everything's going, you'd rather have that brew pub going in at the beginning rather than midstream.
I agree with you. Yep.
Okay. And as well as that helps the community out and it helps the TID close up sooner on the whole thing. Alderman Nelson.
I just want to say thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate the updates.
You got it.
Yes, thank you. Alderman Mayor, you had any other questions? No? Hey, thanks, Mike.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Alderman Taylor is back at 7:55. Item G6, Police Chief.
So moved.
Second.
You need three cars. Hey, he stayed this late. Any
what do you want to
you got a motion, but I didn't say all in favor yet. it's in the budget. It's been planned.
That's correct.
So
replacement vehicles.
So the general public knows. Yeah. We're not just coming up with three additional cars or anything like that. This has been planned, and this is the way that the city has done things year after year. We get a lot of use out of our vehicles. So I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion passes 5 in favor, 1 excused, and none against. So item G7 is also purchase of capital items for the police department. You're looking for some radios?
Second.
I got a first and a second. And all in favor?
Aye.
Against? So the motion passes 5 in favor, none against, and 1 absent.
Also all in the budget.
And also in the budget.
And also all replacement items.
Replacement items. Thanks, Chief. Was there one more item? That's
yes,
why you're sitting here?
One more.
Oh, dispatch position. No, that's the...
Yes.
Is that you? Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yes, Chief.
All we're asking for is a work schedule change for one dispatch position, moving it to a Monday through Friday as opposed to an off group. It's a more efficient way to use that person
second
duties.
I have a first and a second. Any further discussion? This was addressed in personnel, and it did get the recommendation of the personnel committee. This is not a new position. This is a restructure, and actually it saves a little bit of money at the end when you're finally strengthening, because this information has to go, it provides information to the courthouse. And so hopefully this will create less snafus at the end. So,
thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for your explanation, sir.
Yeah.
And you're looking over here like I'm still asleep.
Hey, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Against, the motion passes. 5 in favor, none against, and 1 absent. Oh. Hey, sometimes you just got to tell the people that are going to listen to these
sometimes
tapes.
Sometimes you just want to talk.
No. No. Item G9 is on page 95. Hey,
move
thanks, Chief.
Second.
That's the fire chief. I've got a motion and a second. Adam, I don't think you have to talk
that's
on this.
The item is
request council approval to allow the fire chief to offer enhanced vacation and sick leave allowance pertaining to a conditional offer of employment for a position of assistant chief. I had a first and a second. Any further discussion? Alderman Nelson.
Chief, I just want to say that I appreciate your time today. We talked about this. I got a lot of clarification. I fully support it, and thank you for your time.
And Adam, thank you for all the hard work that you've done on this. I know that this is one of our future positions, and the individual that I think you've selected is a top-notch candidate. So,
all in favor.
Any other things? No. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Against? The motion passes. 5 in favor, none against, and 1 absent. G10 is on page 97. Pardon? Jim is here. Authorization to purchase HP ProLiant memory for 4 VMware host servers.
Move to approve.
I've got a first and a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, and I'm not going to add any further comment. Jim
thank
is
you.
Here. You can always talk to him later. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Against?
Like a ringleader
motion.
Up there. I'll give him the fingers.
Motion passes. 5 in favor, 1 absent, and 0 against. G11 is on page 99. Review of professional services agreement between the City of Franklin and Stantec Consulting Services, Inc. for quarry monitoring services for 2020. I got a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a first and a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion passes 5 in favor, none against, and 1 absent. G12 is on 117. 117 is consider approval of the 2020 contract for planning department professional services, including but not limited to the development and plan review services, site plan, landscaping plan, light plan, lighting plan, architectural plan, certification, survey maps, and other such plans that are part of the related
so moved.
To the application.
Second.
I got a first and a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Against? Motion passes 5 in favor, none against, 1 absent. Item G13 is on page 143. 143 is a resolution authorizing the acceptance of temporary rights of access for property owners for the purpose of commencing construction of West Hickory Street and associated utilities as part of Tax Incremental District Number 4. Alderman Taylor makes the motion. Do I have a second? I have a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Against? The motion passes 5 in favor, none against, 1 absent. G14 is on page 147, which is the revision of job descriptions for Sanitarian Drug-Free Community Coalition Coordinator and Planning Manager.
So moved.
Second.
I have a first and a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Against? Motion passes 5 in favor. None against, 1 absent. G15 is on page 171. 171 is a professional services agreement between the City of Franklin and Racine County for services to verify a certified soil tester's soil and site evaluation.
So move.
I have a motion.
Second.
Do I have a second? I have a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Against? The motion passes 5 in favor, none against, 1 absent. H is bills. Well, here, let's skip that. Let's go to I, 177.
Ooh.
Alderman Taylor.
Ooh.
That's licensing.
All right, here we go. We got Shallow, approve of the letter. We got Stachnik. That lost 10 minutes of my life with that one. approve. The Bowery, Irish Cottage, and Landmark, no action necessary. Mulligan's, approve, with also no parking on one side of South Land Drive. Druick, hold for appearance. And everything else on the first page and everything on the second page, all approve.
Second.
Motion and a second.
10 minutes.
Any further discussions? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Against? The motion passes 5 in favor, none against, 1 absent. We'll go back to bills. Item H, which starts on 176, the back. Motion approving the following. City vouchers with an ending date of February 1st, 2020 in the amount of $3,635,062.96 and payroll dated January 31, 2020 in the amount of $432,933.79 and payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $423,500.06 plus city matching payments and estimated payroll dated February 14, 2020 in the amount of $396,000 and payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $263,000 plus city matching payments and property tax disbursements with an ending date of January 30th, 2020 in the amount of $2,825,211.95 and approval of release payments of actuarial health care solutions in the amount of $6,400. Do I have a motion?
So move.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Oh, no, roll call.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion passes 5 in favor, none against, 1 absent. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I
have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Against? Motion's adjourned. The meeting's adjourned.